What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us again for our monthly update from the James River Humane Society, we have board member Jay Nitschke. And Jay, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We always appreciate catching up with you, seeing how you're doing, and of course, how our favorite fur animals are doing at the James River Humane Society. And Jay, there's lots of ways we can help out with the nonprofit no-kill shelter, whether it's donating needed items, monetary donations, and of course, giving them a forever home. It sounds like we got a nice holiday-related benefit here going on right now for the society, right?
We do. We have a couple things going on right now. One of the things we're doing is Christmas stockings for each dog. You come into the Simply Home store, you can pick out a stocking, after December 10th, that is. You pick out a stocking, you return it filled with treats and toys and whatever you want to put in it by December 22nd, and then we will give those stockings to the dogs.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Are there specific things you're looking for in those stockings, Jay?
You know, it's up to you. Use your imagination. Throw in some treats, get a couple of toys, and it'll just make the animals Christmas wonderful.
I do really appreciate that. Jay, I would also like to bring up, I've seen some trees in our community as well, highlighting some of those adoptable animals. That's a great way to support the shelter as well, right?
You betcha. The other thing we're just really happy about is that, you know, people are excited and are thinking about getting pets for the holidays. And the only thing that we want to remind people of is if you're getting a pet for somebody for the holidays, be sure they're wanting a pet. And remember that pets are kind of like when you say for better or worse in sickness and in health, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
When you get married and you say that, that kind of should be your attitude when you take a pet. You're taking them for the duration of their life.
Definitely, yeah. It's nice to think about having that shiny new puppy or shiny new bike or something, but you have to take care of it. You have to be ready for that responsibility. We have Jay Nitschke again, our guest here on today's Let's Talk About It with the James River Humane Society. And Jay, let's talk about some of those cats and dogs there at the Humane Society.
Yeah, Petey is a very fun dog. He's a handsome pit and he just loves people. I'm not quite sure how old he is. Scout is a collie mix. She's very sweet and gentle. She needs someone who's going to be home a lot because Scout has separation anxiety and doesn't like it when you're gone too much. And then we have Ruger. Ruger is a very handsome Doberman mix. He's affectionate. He absolutely loves to play. He just absolutely loves to play, and so that's a great thing. And then I'll feature some cats. We've got Gizmo and Munchkin. They're a sibling, sister, and brother who came in when their owner had a stroke and could no longer care for them. They're tabby white. They're 1 year old. They're fun. They're social. They're friendly. They're playful. They would do great in any home without dogs. They don't like dogs. They can go together or they can go separate. They don't necessarily have to be adopted together. Then we have Ash is a beautiful female light gray white tabby cat who's about 3 years old. She does well with others, but she kind of needs her own space once in a while. She's beautiful, playful, and independent. She would do best in a quiet home. She's okay with a dog as long as the dog's going to respect her space. And then we have Mona. Mona's a beautiful orange tabby. And she's a female cat who has medium length hair. She's fun, independent. She's social. She's just gorgeous. She would be okay by herself or with one other cat, but she would need time to adjust to that other cat because she can be a little bit of a bully when she's first getting to know people. Okay. Those are our featured animals.
Right. And there's several others, Jay, who would love a forever home. And what are some ways if they want to reach out and help support the shelter or they want to give a forever home? What are some ways they can reach out to the shelter take a look at some of those animals looking for a home?
Yeah, well, first of all, go to our website, jamesriverhumanesociety.org. That's all lowercase, by the way, because we've redone our website and you can see pictures of the animals. And I know Chris is busy taking Christmas pictures of some of the animals right now. And you can fill in a form to volunteer. You can do all kinds of things on that site. One of the things you can do is volunteer. We've got people right now that are buying blankets, some new blankets for the animals to lay on, which is really nice. Because right now in the stores, they often have those little less expensive blankets that are quite lovable, quite nice, and different bright colors, and the animals like them. You can, right now, the car dealerships that were sponsoring putting stuff in a vehicle for the animals, they're extending that.
Okay.
And so there's another way where you can do it. There's lots of things you can do. And, you know, the other thing is also, remember, we also need cleaning supplies and plastic bags and paper towels and that kind of thing. So you can give us some of that. You can send a financial donation to Box 636, Jamestown, North Dakota. And the other thing you can do is just remember that if you're getting a pet or giving a pet, that pet needs to be a lifetime commitment.
Absolutely. Jay Nitschke, again, we always appreciate the information you bring with you and getting us up to date with the James River Humane Society. Anything else you want to leave us with for our final chat for the year?
Well, yeah, I know. It's amazing. Final chat for the year sounds bizarre. But we'll be making Coogan again, and we'll be having them for sale. And there's information about that on our website.
Okay.
And you can actually order what you'd like now, which would be great, because then we'll get them special made for you and we'll know how many to make of what flavors. So that will be nice. That's a fundraiser for us. And we just want to thank everybody who has donated and given. We're hoping at some point to be open up to the public again. We're thinking about maybe opening up with wearing masks or something. You can, of course, make an appointment and we'll let you in. We appreciate everyone's support. We appreciate your love for animals. I mean, we've been fortunate with the weather. The weather has been phenomenal. But remember, that probably isn't going to last and it's going to get cold. So keep your eyes out for those animals that have been abandoned and are kind of floating around our society. We need to get them caught and get them to safety. So other than that, we just wish everybody a blessed Christmas.
Wonderful. Jay, as always, thank you so much for taking time and joining us today.
You betcha. And you have a blessed Christmas too, sir.